Why this 3D printer is slanted and why it matters. Can you guess why the above 3D printer is slanted? At first, it does not seem to have any practical justification. It's not even a good aesthetic idea. The 3D printer is slanted because it's equipped with a Quinley automated 3D printing kit from 3D printing automation company 3D. The kit can be equipped to many conventional fused filament fabrication (FFF) printers in order to automate part production. How does Quinley work? The Quinley kit uses the 3D printer's X-axis arm as a sweeper to break printed parts free from the printing surface. The parts will then slide from the slanted printing surface into a collector bin. The special printing surface of the Quinley kit is called the Variable Adhesion Automated Part Release, or VAPR. The VAPR printing surface is the key of the entire Quinley kit. The VAPR is attached to the 3D printer's heated bed. It grips 3D printed parts firmly when heated, and loses its grip dramatically when the temperature is low, room temperature. These characteristics make the VAPR an ideal printing surface for great printing quality and easy part removal. The exact material of the VAPR bed is 3D's trade secret. 3D teases that whatever you think it isn't that. The VAPR print bed is not glass, PEI, textured or coated. Benefits and drawbacks of the Quinley kit. For users who already own a Cartesian XXF printer, the Quinley kit reduces human involvement between prints, which is a significant time saving for large 3D printing farms. Quinley significantly improves the efficiency of each printer, with Quinley equipped printers capable of producing the same amount of parts as two or more printers in the same time. On the other hand, 3D's Quinley system has some drawbacks. The printer will need to wait for the VAPR and the parts to cool off before ejecting, whereas scrapers can be used on conventional print beds right after the printing is done. 3D may include an automated cooling fan in their future kits to address this issue. In addition, since Quinley uses a 3D printer's frame and extruder module as a sweeper/pusher, this introduces excessive stress to the printer. This may reduce the printer's accuracy and reliability over time. Furthermore, this method may fail with parts that are too thin or small, since the X-axis has a minimum height limited by the extruder. The purpose of Quinley is to mass-produce parts with the same CAD design, meaning that the printer will repeat the exact path over and over again. This could introduce uneven wear to printer parts, e.g. belts, rollers, resulting in premature reliability issues or part failure. Quinley's VAPR bed requires special attention when cleaning. Anything besides soap and water will damage it, resulting in a loss of grip. In addition, scrapers are strictly prohibited for part removal, since any scratch can potentially ruin the entire VAPR surface. The Quinley hardware. The 3D Quinley kit costs $129 for the Ender 3 printer, but different 3D printers will have slightly different pricing. The DIY Quinley for Ender 3 kit comes with 1 235 by 235mm VAPR bed for Ender 3 series. 1 1GB USB flash drive consisting of all user printable STL files. 1 16GB microSD card for Quinley software, licensing and instructions. Numerous nuts and bolts for tilting the printer. In addition, there are a few parts that require the user to produce with their own 3D printer. Users can also purchase all these parts directly from 3D for an additional $100. But where's the fun in that?